This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, the podcast where we teach you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard about before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in today's episode, episode 3 of season 8, we're going to talk about how moetjes, need to, must do, are basically feeding your eating disorder. How moetjes and need-tos elevate and strengthen your eating disorder. Just like you heard it in the intro, we're going to talk about it today. A little disclaimer for Americans or people that are speaking English and are listening to this. What on earth are moetjes? Moetjes, for the Dutchies, you know what it is. For people who are not speaking that language, it is also need-to. These are the must-done things. This is basically the translation in Dutch. Need-to, moetje. Same thing. Maybe you're learning some Dutch today. So this was the third episode of the fear season. And one of the reasons that I put this in here is because moetjes and need to are driven by fear because they have certain consequences. I need to do this, otherwise this will happen. I need to do this, and otherwise that will happen. So they're very much fear correlated, and that's why I think they have their place in this season. Believe me, I've been thinking about other things. I've been thinking about talking about certain fear foods. I've been thinking about Pretty Privilege, that episode. If you want to have that episode from Pretty Privilege, let me know, DM me. The thing is that I've been postponing this episode, Pretty Privilege, for 2 weeks because the things that I need to say in there are quite hard, and I'm kind of if this is something the audience want to hear. So if you're up for that and you have a strong mind currently, maybe that is your episode, or otherwise not. It either is coming or not coming depending on how people react on the other episodes. So we're going to jump into this episode, so the must, oh guys, moetjes and need-tos. And before I start out, I would always like to remind you that you can follow the podcast, share it with a friend, tell your caregiver, tell your parents so they understand you better, or of course that you're listening to it so you can understand yourself better. Because this season, or the past seasons, isn't per se about food, but the psychology that drives the eating disorder. Sometimes I feel that we think that everybody knows what we mean with fear, but I feel that everybody has another definition to it. So I'm going to tell you mine, and maybe it's something that correlates with how you think about it, or maybe not at all. And I think mine is a little bit different than for other people. Before I'm going to do that, I'm going to read out the one that just, you know, you can find on Google. Fear is a unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. Being afraid of someone or something is likely to be dangerous, painful, or harmful. So that is fear. That is the description of fear. For me, I always say it's between your nose and your lower rib. Every feeling you feel there in your throat, in your rib system, is an unpleasant feeling, is a feeling that tells you that something's up that isn't good for you. However, I also say and add to that that fear is something that you can only create because of thoughts you have going back in the past, or thoughts you're having that you're creating for the future. Because if you stay in the now, having fears is almost impossible. I'm gonna say that again. If you stay in the now, having fears is almost impossible. You can only create fears by looking back to the past or looking into the future. Because when you're doing that, you're making certain predictabilities, you know, predictions, and you're filling in the blanks. You haven't even lived it yet, but you're doing that based on past experiences. And because of that, fear is something that's created. So if you stay in the now, you basically couldn't create fears. But of course, it's not as easy as it we're saying it here in this podcast episode. Fears, and then moetjes and must-dos, need-to, whatever you would like to call it. They are based on fear. They are based on a past reaction. I need to do this, or otherwise this will happen. A very good example is, let's say, I need to clean my room, otherwise my mom will give me, like, you know, otherwise my mom won't let me go out for the weekend. So what you see is that there's this correlation of, we would say, beloning system in Dutch. So the system of being rewarded or punished. And because you know from the past you will be punished if you do not clean your room, you are looking at the past and predicting the outcome, the future, and therefore are fearful. So these things happen because we're animals, we're trying to see the connections, and we're smart animals to fill in the dots, and that happens. We need this because this is survival instinct. So I'm not going to say that fear is always a bad thing. It definitely isn't a bad thing because we can have a certain predictability because of it. We can see certain links and know what our next step is. However, with an eating disorder, we're using that fear, that stuff, that emotion, what normally would be for tigers or, you know, things that are very fearful. Don't go into that alley because you see, you know, a group with bad men that could maybe do something, you know, rob you. That is the level of fear and predictability you want to have to keep yourself safe. However, we're taking all that energy for that bad situation and putting it on something simple like eating an apple. And that is where we go wrong. We're translating that feeling for something that isn't a threat, but we made it something that now is a threat because of certain defaults and problems that we have, that we connect the wrong dots together. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day. So what do you do with that regarding the name of the episode, you know, the moetjes and need to or must to? Well, the correlation, what I just told you, is that these are basically anxiety-driven. Fear-driven, every need to, must to, have to, and basically also on a toxic soil. Often we made these things up because of a certain punishment reward system. For example, I need to clean my room, otherwise my mom will become angry, she will house arrest me, and then I need to stay in the weekend. So from a past experience, we had a negative experience, and therefore we are not doing this because we really want to, but because we know what the outcome could be. And we can do that as on food as well. Maybe in the past you ate a lot of bag of nuts, peanuts, and when you ate that, you gained weight. So now every time you're going to eat peanuts, you correlate it with you are that are maybe going to overeat. Or you said, you know, I'm going to gain weight from it regardless if I take one hand. It already is too much. And that future predicting based on the past, while you didn't have the skills and competence in the past, is what is breaking you up nowadays, either, you know, eating disorder wise, either filling in with you having competence for something, you know, I failed my last education, so that's why this is also not gonna happen. These are very black and white thoughts, and I think in nowadays words we would say manifesting. And it just shows that it's so important how you talk towards yourself or how you talk about stuff, because it shows how you perceive the world and how you think. And this is what I find so interesting, because if I throw it to me, I've changed this so much and I've become way more milder and liever for the Dutchies towards myself. So way more with empathy and compassion, and it actually changed my life so much. I must say that a lot of things that I have today come from that driven toxic mindset. But last year I took a little bit of a leap of faith, I think even a little bit more earlier, on still holding the steering wheel, but not squeezing it and giving a shit ton of gas, 150%, and see what happened. And still every year my work is developing and it's becoming better. And still my private life every year is becoming better. And I'm learning, you know, seeing new people teach, you know, they're teaching me stuff the other way around without doing the craziness. And what I really saw as now looking back is that everything will happen, but it will maybe take a little bit longer, and that's not always bad, specifically with eating disorder recovery, because a lot of people go in with, I'm gonna eat 3,000 calories, I'm, you know, I'm gonna go head first, and then they stop after 1.5 weeks. While if you take it slowly, maybe 2K, and build it up, the chances of success is so much more better. At the end of the day, eating disorder recovery is always based on consistency. If you're not going at it to change, your eating disorder recovery will not happen. If you're going on and off that boat, the boat will never, you know, have a ride and bring you to places. And that's basically also this with eating disorder recovery, but also how you talk to yourself, and also if you base your choices on the current or on the past or on the future, because it's going to fuck you up a little bit. Again, you cannot always say, I'm gonna ignore the past because you need it, but is the intensity what you're using, is it suitable for the situation you are in? Am I going to grab the same amount of fear that I would be needing for, I don't know, maybe I would get raped for me eating a plate of, I don't know, rice with meat and some oily vegetables, you know? Is that gonna be equal? Because what happened somewhere in your system, they got mixed up, and you need to repair that again. And that's why I showed you, you know, or to listen to this episode, so you can also see it from a different perspective than only being busy with the damn food, because again, it's not about the damn food. So this episode is this. I hope to see you in the other episode soon, and it's gonna be episode 4. That means, let me see, we still have 2 episodes for this year, so we're gonna end with episode 5 in this year, in the year 2023 of season 8, and then we're gonna jump on that train for the other 15 episodes in 2024. So see you then.